In Florida, we had such a topographic high, which became submerged during the Miocene sea level high. Some geologists call this bump the Sanford High. This seaward deflection of the loop current, due to its being steered by the bottom bathymetry, forming a persistent upwelling zone. This persistent upwelling zone persistently produced much organic material at the sea surface due to photosynthesis. Then, this organic matter sank and settled on the seafloor to form a black, muddy sediment where chemical reactions over time formed phosphorus-rich minerals. Strong currents produced by storms and burrowing organisms reworked these sediments. Eventually, the mud was lithified, forming the hard sedimentary particles that are mined today.